Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1, presents another Kix Cast from J.D. Justice.
All right, this morning we're taking the time to find out if some of these medical shows that we love to watch on TV, how extreme are they or how real are they? And a gentleman who actually is a consultant on a lot of these sets or has done a lot of work with them, he's a neurosurgeon by trade. His name is Dr. Oren Gottfried. Doctor, welcome to the Morning Kickstart.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, the first thing that we want to talk about is these doctor shows that are on. I mean, obviously, we've been infatuated with them for years, all the way back into the 60s. Grey's Anatomy, of course, of most recent fame. Chicago Med, which I know you've actually consulted that show. What are some of the major differences from what you see on TV? Are they really real or are they really real extreme?
Well, I feel that the writers I work with, listen, they want to have a good story, tell a great story, and show a medically real world. I think on TV, things are portrayed in an elevated timeline. There's no way to get labs back that quickly, to get images back. So everything's dialed up. Also, the experts on shows need to go beyond just a single skill set. There would be literally hundreds of characters if they had each expert had to have an individual character representing them.
Are medical shows similar to hospitals?
I think they show the stress and the environment being challenging. They show the challenges that doctors are actually faced. I think that they're taking the most interesting cases that a normal doctor might see one of these cases once a month, mm-hmm. and all their cases are the exciting ones.
That's cool. Yeah, you can't expect that to all happen at once, what you see on TV, but you're basically saying it does happen, just not as quickly.
Correct.
Okay, that's kind of cool. Do you get to work with the actors, too, or just the writers?
Well, most of my work is on the writing parts. I work directly with the writers, but unfortunately, I have had some interaction with the actual actors, and I think saying the medical term accurately is something that many of them want to make sure they've done. There have been scenarios where the actors will actually even question, is this really real? And I give credit to the writers. If they've told a great story, that might be the reaction. But I'm able to come back and say, yes, this is based on real medical stuff. It is real. But, I mean, if it's shocking to the actor, it's going to be shocking and telling a good story to the audience as well.
Well, let's wrap it up with a phone app that you're working with. It's called Is It Love? Tell us about that.
So there's a new interactive video game. It's downloadable right now for free at the Apple Store and the Google Play Store. And the premise is it's your first day, you're a new resident, you're starting up at a new hospital, and you need to navigate this complex world. So you're going to work with all new people, doctors, nurses, a video game player, someone that hasn't played games can jump in and step into this medical world.
That's kind of cool. So there actually could be a Dr. McDreamy or a Dr. McSteamy, huh?
Correct.
Oh, yeah, cool.
In this world, you can name yourself. So if someone wanted to go on right now, download the app and play as Dr. McSteamy, that would be fine.
That's cool. You want to read up on Dr. Oren Gottfried, who's a neurosurgeon down at Duke University in North Carolina. You can go to our website, or you can go to our Facebook fan page as well. Doctor, we appreciate you checking in today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Remember, wherever you're listening, you're hearing Iowa's best country, Kix 101.1.